Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to the show. I'm Michelle Slade, and you are listening to Heroes of the North State, brought to you by My Umbrella Marketing, right here on KCNR Radio. And tonight, I have ladies here in the studio with me who are repeat guests because the cause is really a cause dear to my heart, and I know it is theirs also. And every month in June, we celebrate... Well, I don't know if it's celebrate, but we do an awareness campaign for elder abuse awareness. And tonight we have the Shining Care ladies here. We have Colleen Nelson, who is a program director, and we also have Joanne McCarley, who is the founder of Shining Care. And we're going to talk about Purple City Week. We also have Marianne Seifert here, and she's with Marianne Senior Placement Services, the Senior Source. You probably have seen her Senior Source magazine if you haven't, or book, I should say. Pick it up. Or visit online, and we'll talk more about that later. But first, let's jump right in, and I'm going to talk with you first, Joanne. And welcome, first of all.
Thank you.
And let's talk about Purple City Week. Let's give our listening audience just a little heart behind what it is, and then we can dive in a little bit more about all the particulars as the show develops tonight.
Okay.
Perfect. So let's jump right in.
We have initiated Purple City Week as a fun way to raise awareness about kind of a difficult topic.
Yes.
But we believe that it doesn't have to be so difficult. We want to raise awareness, and we want to equip our community to know how they can make a difference in their daily lives. And
right.
We can. The good news is we can prevent elder abuse.
Right.
And we can help our elders stay safe and well. And that's what Purple City Week, which has now actually been extended into a whole month of activities, which is exciting. It's about our community coming together, saying we care, so we support purple. The color purple has been designated for elder abuse awareness. It's also the color for Alzheimer's awareness, right, and prevention. And so it fits. And it's fun, and it's pretty.
So we all we all know someone who... as an elder in our family, you might be one yourself. We all take care of those that we love. And what better way to provide resources and services, education, in a fun environment that is non-threatening, where you can ask those difficult questions with experts in the field to get answers or directions to help. Is
yes.
what I'm thinking.
Yes.
So we have Purple City Week, and within that, and which is now month, and within that, there have been activities already happening, and then more to come. So that's where the Purple City, say it for me, ladies, because I don't want to get it wrong, Purple City Festival is coming up this weekend on Saturday, and we want our listeners to learn more about that and how they can get involved. Before we talk a little more about that, let's talk with... Colleen, just for a moment. So, Colleen, you're with Shining Care, and tell us a little bit about your position and what you do for Shining Care.
Hello, and good morning. Or actually, good evening, huh?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, I've been with Shining Care for 13 years. I kind of do a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
I work with the education program. I'll work with the Aging Life program. Whatever my boss wants.
Yes.
Well, I'm going to do.
I often say you're a small team, but you're mighty. The amount of work that comes out of Shining Care for our community and our seniors is incredible. I honestly don't know how you find time to sleep, to be honest. And then another guest we have with us is Marianne Seifert. And Marianne, tell us a little bit about yourself and your passion project, what you do, and how it connects with this group.
Well, I wear a few different hats. I have a placement service, Marianne Senior Placement Services. So I help people through the whole process to find an assisted living community or memory care community. If they're suffering from Alzheimer's disease or some ailment that requires them to need 24-hour care.
Yeah.
And so I've been doing this for 24 years. And through those 24 years, I've been learning about all wonderful resources in our community to help seniors even stay in their home, because sometimes they don't always need to go into placement. They just need services to come in and help them stay safe and healthy in their own home. And so out of all this came the Senior Source, Right. Which I wrote back in 2019. So it has wonderful resources. Of course, Shining Care is plastered all over it with all their wonderful programs. And then there's information about Medi-Cal, estate planning attorneys, where to volunteer. There's a lot. It's collectively a very informative directory. So the senior source is really great. So.
And my understanding is you put that together on your own. I mean, you have a team of course, printers,
right.
a printer,
and designers,
and designers that help you.
But I wrote it, and it took me quite a while.
Yes,
24 years of resources, all written down with descriptions and how they're paid for, and it took me a while, but I made it happen.
It's pretty impactful. I know you can pick up a copy of that at Everything Medical, but where else can you get a copy of the book?
So I have all the pickup locations listed on the website, readingseniorsource.com.
Perfect.
You can also pick up a copy at the Frontier Senior Center in Anderson, the Shasta Senior Center on Benton, their pickup location. Home Helpers is a pickup location, and, of course, Everything Medical. And Dignity Health Connected Living is a pickup location, but they're currently out of them.
Okay. And then you also, do you have a full version on your website or –
Yes.
Okay.
So you can download the book from the website, or the directory is just free online anyway. So
right.
it's all alphabetized, so you'll be able to find what you want pretty easily.
So our listeners, you're tuning in tonight, and you might, or maybe this is the first time you've heard of both of these organizations. Maybe you're new to the area. So what's the commonality that we all have sitting around the table right now, and everyone who's really involved in Elder Abuse Awareness Month, is that we all have a heart for our seniors in our community. We all want to see them thrive, live healthy at home. So, Joanne, I'll go back to you. Talk to me a little bit more about the event that's happening on Saturday and just a little overview, because I know we, as viewers tune in and tune out, I want those that are listening right now to know what Purple City Week is and what the Purple City Alliance is and how they can get involved.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, at the heart of it, because it's Elder Abuse Awareness Month, World Elder Abuse Awareness Day is on the 15th. So, for many years now, a lot of our agencies in our community have gotten together to raise awareness for elder abuse and how to prevent it. And so we always pick this time. But since we want to expand it. So, you know, originally we've been doing the event at the Sundial Bridge for, gosh,
five
years.
Yeah.
But last year we decided, okay, we want this to be something that brings everyone in the family out, people of all ages out, because all of us need to understand the challenges that our valued elders are facing. And we can all make a difference by just having some basic information and knowing some basic resources. We can all make a difference. You can be 8 years old and make a difference.
Yeah, absolutely. And it affects the entire family.
It does.
It's not, if you have an elder, a lot of grandmas live with their children, and then the grandkids are in the home, a lot of grandfathers. So I can see how it's important to fund the young.
Yes, and historically we have the kids come and they love the event, and they tell us their story, and they really care. So, you know, if they get some information, it's helpful. But the whole point of Purple City Festival is to have it be fun, because we're also just celebrating our valued elders.
Yeah,
it's kind of a tough topic, right? You know, at the heart of it, like I said, we're raising awareness for elder abuse and how we can prevent it. And that's a tough subject. It's kind of hard to have a celebration around that. But we can celebrate how to keep our seniors safe and well and honor them and celebrate them in a fun way, and getting people of all ages together, having some fun at our beautiful Sacramento River on the beautiful Sundial Bridge, seeing it light purple. It's a great event. If you haven't been, I really recommend it. It gets a little warm at first. The first part of the evening is warm, but it's not that bad. It's kind of surprising when you're down by the river. It's not that warm. And, of course, as it gets darker, it gets nice and cool. We typically have a nice breeze. It's just beautiful.
Yeah.
And this time of year, I think it's going to happen again. We always get these fabulous sunsets. I think we're going to have it again because we have some clouds. It's just, and everyone coming together, we have entertainment. from local entertainers. We have local singers. Mm-hmm. We have local dancers. We are having California Dance Company come with their aerial silks.
Oh, that is so beautiful,
it's,
too.
It's so beautiful there, but they have a big purple, beautiful purple silk that they do the acrobats up in the air and with the Sundell Bridge in the background. It's just beautiful and so entertaining. And then, of course, lots of resource booths and also fun booths. And every booth has something, a fun activity to do for the kids. So it's kind of like a little carnival where you can go visit, get your resources, mm-hmm. and then play a fun game and enter in for drawings.
So is the garden area going to be open with food and drink?
Yes. We have Good Times Pizza coming, and they're serving pizza, obviously, and some of their other foods, and beer and other beverages.
So something for the littles and something for
and something for the adults.
Yes. Will the snow cone be back?
Yes. We have Kona Ice coming.
Oh, fantastic. Mm-hmm. So look at the weather this week. I think it couldn't have been better weather. I mean, obviously, we've had a few little storms, but those are, according to my Kruger, are going to be off to the east. So we'll have that overcast, which is going to, it may be 90, but it's going to bring, the temperature is going to feel less. And then we're down by the river. And then you have the beautiful, it's just a beautiful background. So even if you're a person, I would like to encourage our listeners, even if you are in a family where you think, I don't need this information, it's better to be informed now, because if you do need it, then you know where to go, mm-hmm. rather being in a crisis and trying to find out and navigate through it. This is a great opportunity. If you just want to come and stroll along the bridge, take in the evening breeze, watch the aerial silks, get some pizza, have a drink, and then get engaged with booths of your choosing, I would recommend come out. It's a fun time for the whole family, because knowledge is power.
Really. It really is. And we never know when we're going to run across a neighbor. Mm-hmm. It may be a customer at the business where you work.
Right.
It might be a fellow church member. And, of course, could be our own family or friend. But at any time, something could happen, a change of condition, a situation that puts them at risk. We can all know. Mm-hmm. We call it being a gatekeeper.
Right.
And that's just being informed, caring citizen that's willing to just keep an eye out for our valued elders and notice when there's something wrong and to know how to handle that. And it's not hard. You don't have to have all the reasons, and you don't have to know exactly what to do. It's just being caring and reaching out and hands-on connecting them, help get them connected to the help. And they can do that through Shining Care. So we can be that one portal to get them access to everything.
Right. That's a really good place for us to pause for a moment and go for a commercial break. But when we come back, we're going to talk more about ShiningCare.org, the Gatekeeper Program, and how everyone fits together around this table and helps our seniors in the North State. So we'll be back in just a moment. You're listening to Heroes of the North State. I'm Michelle Slade.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Our ability to vote is in danger. Kevin Cry removed voting machines based on lies of fraud with no replacement plan. The same machines he praised when he was elected. His bad decisions are costing the county millions. He's wasted tax dollars getting advice from a discredited TV pitchman. Cry's lies will cost an estimated $4 million. Recall Cry and leave the seat open for a responsible supervisor. RecallKevinCry.org. Paid for by the Committee to Recall Kevin Cry.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Reading Colt 45's Baseball is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Michelle Slade with My Umbrella Marketing, and you're listening to Heroes of the North State. Hey, let's jump right back in, because when we went to a break, Joanne and I were talking, and of course Colleen and Marianne, in regards to what is a gatekeeper for Shining Care? How does it benefit our community as a whole? Maybe give us a little explanation for those who have not heard the term yet.
Sure. So a gatekeeper is simply a caring citizen, and it might be a group of citizens, like a business, like okay. a bank, or a doctor's office, or
hairdresser's
office, or whatever. What it comes down to is individuals, mm-hmm. whether you're part of an organization or just being yourself in the community. It's saying, I want to be a gatekeeper, and that means I care. I care about our local elders,
yeah.
and I'm willing to kind of learn, okay, what are the warning signs when someone's at risk, and kind of learn some very basic techniques of how do I make a difference? How do I reach out as a caring person and connect them to the help they need?
Yeah.
Because our gatekeepers are the ones that are recognizing the risk first.
Mm-hmm.
So perhaps maybe you're a bank teller and you've had this Mrs. Smith coming in for years, and suddenly you're noticing the last couple times she came in, she doesn't seem right.
Mm-hmm.
Something's off. You've never seen her without her makeup and her hair done impeccably, and she's been coming in and she might have stains on her clothes, and it's so not her.
Right.
So because the bank teller, as a bank teller, you know Mrs. Smith, and you know that that's not normal for her. You're that trusted person. She trusts you. You can reach out and say, how are you? Just
right.
in the normal course of your day.
Right.
And hopefully in the moment, just, you know, get permission. Hey, can I reach out to some of my friends who have lots of resources to make sure you're doing okay? Because the whole idea is to help people stay healthy and well, mm-hmm. safe, of course.
And stay in their home.
And stay in their home in the community. Or even maybe it's time to go to assisted living.
Mm-hmm.
But let's find out.
Right.
And then find the right one.
Right.
So it's something that's good for the person. The whole point is that there are so many resources. There is a lot of help. But I always say we don't know what we don't know.
No, true.
And so to get so our gatekeepers connect our valued elders to the help that they need to get back to being safe and well.
So interesting that when you bring that up. So years ago, I had a very similar situation, and I know you know that story. But for my for the listeners, I had a grandmother who didn't live in the area, who was being abused in regards to financial abuse. And so she had a gardener who, when her husband had passed away, the gardener stepped in and started convincing her, because her family lived out of town, that he was her son and he was like a son. In fact, he was better than the son because he was there all the time and the son wasn't. And before we knew as a family this was happening, because of the distance, and we were connected by telephone, but you don't see the signs, but she started giving us warning clues in her language she was using on the phone. So in that, we discovered there had already been property transferred over in his name, dollars transferred over. We didn't know where to turn. And here I am. I'm connected. I think I'm an intelligent person. I pay attention. But by the time it got to that point, it was just a little bit too late. And I wish I had known. And this is when we started connecting. I wish I would have known about Shining Care. And that you have trainings for individuals for the Gatekeeper program. So that would have hopefully helped us a little sooner. But now knowing this, I'm like shouting it from the rooftops, because there are ways that you can connect us. So you have community groups. Well, first of all, before we move on to that, what takes place for a training for a Gatekeeper? Let's say I'm at home. I'm just now hearing about it. How do I get started?
You know, it's really tailored to the individual or the business.
Okay.
I mean, we can go in, and we have. We've gone into, for example, the fire department and gone to every briefing and done an extensive one-hour training. Mm-hmm. We've gone into banks and done that. So we can go into
post office.
We'll go wherever, and we can do up to a two-hour training that covers everything that you could possibly ever need to know. Most people can't do that. We've also done 5 minutes at a time with folks, we can get you some very easy
basic
to read basic information. Our website, shiningcare.org, you can do a search right in our website on a topic. So, you know, my neighbor, I see she needs help, but she's refusing to even talk about it. How do I talk to her? We have articles on that. We've got resources on there, and of course, we always recommend the senior source.
Yes.
That can be overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to let people know the basics. And you know, basically, what are the warnings? Like, we often question ourselves.
Yeah.
Gosh, Mrs. Smith, we give that example again. She's been my customer for, 15 years. My gut tells me something's wrong, but then we second guess ourselves, right?
Yes.
So the training, it's very basic, and I feel like, I think Colleen can probably speak to this. She's our Gatekeeper trainer, primarily. And, just knowing, okay, yes, I'm not crazy. And even though they're saying they're okay, I know that this is a warning sign.
Sorry,
I know that there's a risk here. And if it's not addressed, I call it the slippery slope. One little thing can very quickly lead to kind of a disaster of, like you say, an abusive situation where people lose all of their money, or a health condition that could have been prevented where they were very independent and now they need 24/7 care.
Yeah.
And without the early intervention, that can quickly happen. And so our Gatekeepers can know confidently, okay, the basics. Okay, I know this is a risk. I know the basics of who I can get them connected to. Okay, and so at Shining Care, we don't do it all.
Right.
Our job is to get people connected to whatever they need.
Yeah,
we make multiple referrals to Marianne, for example. We make referrals to everyone. We work very closely with Adult Protective Services. So if there is it is too late and there is an abuse situation, we can, in a caring way, as a small nonprofit, we're able to take the time with people to hopefully set them at ease.
Yeah.
All this can be very overwhelming.
Absolutely.
And a bit scary. And so we're here to be the caring person to connect them to whatever service and support
them
they need.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. So, Colleen, so we're talking about risk and risk assessments. Is there an area that maybe we haven't covered that you would like to chime in on, or
When you're looking at signs of being, you know, an older adult being at risk, mm-hmm. just knowing those, you're looking at physical appearance. You're looking at them mentally, cognitively. Are they repeating a story over and over? Or, as you had mentioned, are they telling you something within what they're sharing with you already that they might give you some red flags?
Yeah.
You have economic. I mean, are they worrying about paying their bill for power versus getting groceries or medications? We've got a couple cases like that right now. You think they're doing okay, and you think there's someone in their life, but there's not.
Yeah.
Usually there's not, and it just needs to be a huge wake-up call for folks.
Yeah,
to
no,
get
that's
connected.
True.
But, yeah, we look at all the different signs, and I always tell them after I get done training them is that, you know what, if in the pit of your stomach mm-hmm. it is upset, take that and mm-hmm. move forward with that information, because it may need APS, it may need the yeah. police department, it just may need us.
And sometimes love doesn't look like that if you have to get someone else involved. And maybe I'm saying that really wrong, but you know, some, like for us as a family members, we were like, oh, if we get Adult Protective Services involved, then she's going to lose her independence. And so we had like our own scenario that we made up in our mind that could happen to grandma at the end of her, you know, time here with us. And we didn't want that to happen. So in retrospect, had we stepped in sooner and had an investigation, it would have stopped sooner. She would not, in this particular case, lost her independence. She would have been informed herself on what financial abuse looks like, and we would have just stopped a whole series of events. But we eventually did do that. I wish we would have recognized the signs sooner and been the stronger voice for our loved one, basically. Mm-hmm. But then, Marianne, you probably see a lot of that.
Oh, yeah. And I was just to add to all that, the beauty of the festival is all these wonderful organizations are going to be there. So if you are nervous about confronting that family member that yes. might be taking advantage, you have Adult Protective Services there. You've got the ombudsman, the long-term care ombudsman there. So if a person's in a care facility and you suspect, you know, there's some abuse going on, maybe financially with the family, you call the ombudsman and they can do an investigation.
Right.
So it's kind of nice with the festival that you can bring some of your concerns and it would be confidential.
Yeah.
So I just think it's going to be wonderful anyway.
Yeah.
So yes, I do see that as well.
And so as far as referrals go, so as Shining Care, as an organization, you're a nonprofit, and we all know nonprofits struggle financially. So out of that, of course, there are ways to get involved, and we can talk about that more towards the end of the show. But as far as the festival's involved, this is community supported. This is partnership supported. And then Shining Care is bringing that to our community to be able to provide the resources all in one stop, one place at one time.
Yes, and we do appreciate our partners. There's no federal or state dollars available to do this. This is yeah. really a community grassroots effort.
Yes.
And so we appreciate our sponsors. We have a number of them, and we can rattle those off soon, and it's all over our flyers and website and such.
Absolutely.
And our vendors, you know, it costs money to rent the bridge. It costs money to light the bridge purple. And, of course, then, you know, we bring our staff there. At every event, we end up helping multiple people,
yeah.
and all of our vendors do.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
people are able to find, and they are coming to have fun, and they do have fun.
Yeah.
But while they're there, it's like, oh,
I didn't know that existed.
And they walk away all every year. They thank you. Oh, my gosh. I feel so much better because they've been connected. And there's nothing like talking to a person directly
mm-hmm.
in a kind of a relaxed environment.
And help them feel supported.
Yeah. And,
yeah.
And you know, we are really blessed here in our community.
We're very blessed.
The vendors, all of the different agencies, the public agencies, the nonprofits, the private industry, they care.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, I think, a pretty unique situation. We used to have operations in the Bay Area, and not to say anything bad about the Bay Area, but I was a little bit shocked because it was, you know, coming from this small community, we all work together
right.
for the benefit of
you know, our seniors. Yeah. And exactly. It makes a difference. And we want people to know that it, they're not alone.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be so hard. And it can end up being a beautiful situation. And that's really our vision and our mission at Shining Care is that, you know, because when we're in our golden years,
we're all going to be there.
Right. We're all getting there, hopefully.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Hopefully we live to a good long ripe age of, and it should be a beautiful time, and it should bring families together. And what we see is when things aren't addressed, they aren't recognized, they aren't addressed because it's scary, it can become such a hard, ugly time, and it's not necessary. It can, with just a little bit of knowledge and knowing your resources and getting the support from those resources, it can, life can be great. Even if you need a lot of assistance, life can be fun and great and a great time for the people of all generations and the family to be happy together.
You know? Well, there's peace in your mind when you are educated. I said that a little earlier, but it's true. If you know, if you come out and you're doing great and your family's great and you educate yourself when that need comes, there's peace of mind right off the bat because you know where to turn. Mm-hmm. Or at least you know Shining Care is available and they know where to turn. Mm-hmm. You know, or Mary Ann with your with Senior Source and your placement agency. If I'm at home and I'm thinking, where am I going to go? What am I going to do? Or I'm a caregiver and it's time for that next step of senior placement services. Mm-hmm. So someone calls you and says, I'm not sure if we're ready to go to the next step. What does that look like?
So a lot of people call me initially just to get some information. And out of that, you know, such as like pricing and options and what services the facilities communities provide. Initially, they're getting just the lay of the land and they just want to understand what it's all about, how it's paid for. Then I sort of assess during that conversation, okay, maybe this is the time to do an interview with that person and see maybe it is time. I don't make the decision on whether or not somebody goes into a home, but I definitely provide all the information to help them make a good decision on, you know, where to go, when to go. But it's always very difficult if a person, especially if a person struggles with some form of dementia.
Right. Yeah. And because the home placements, they're independent. Tell me a little bit more about that. There's different levels of home placement.
Right. So there's different levels of care and then levels of care within levels of care. You'll hear that phrase a lot. But we have everything from, you know, independent living to assisted living to skilled nursing.
Right.
So, and they're all a little bit different in their licensing and services provided and what they cost.
Perfect.
So I used to work in skilled nursing. So did Joanne. And we have similar paths, actually. But so it's that time spent there was really helpful for me to kind of see the bigger picture for people. Because so often people mix up skilled nursing and assisted living. They think it's one and the same. Mm-hmm. And the government's going to take care of everything, and they don't.
Right.
You know, so just educating people and helping people iron out all that knowledge that they need to know to make a good decision. So, yeah.
Well, and I'll let our listeners know, we had a show with Mary Ann, gosh, a little over a year ago now. At least I've lost track of time. So it is on the archives. So if you go to KCNR radio and look at programming and go down to North State Now, we are a show under that umbrella, a magazine show called Heroes of the North State, and we have one of her full episodes listed there so that you can really find out more about her services in depth. We had a full hour on just that, so love that.
We could do a full hour just on terminology.
Oh, absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
And all the acronyms, SNF, what's a SNF, you know, what's IL, what's AL. Yeah, it's a lot.
Yeah, and you're absolutely correct.
Yeah.
So if you want a little bit of that information, come out for the festival.
Yeah.
Yes. And we can give you a good, or at least an overview of what's available. Okay, so it's time we're going to take another commercial break. You're listening to Heroes of the North State. I'm Michelle Slade.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241
8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get 1 free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Cinerama and Tri-County's Bank presents Cruise by the Bridge at Turtle Bay, featuring live music, food trucks, games, and over 15 local breweries, all in the gardens by the Sundial Bridge on Friday, June 16th, from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Price of admission includes your first beer and a commemorative Cruise by the Bridge cup. This 21 and older event is sure to sell out. Don't miss Cruise by the Bridge at Turtle Bay, Friday, June 16th. Cruise by the Bridge at Turtle Bay. Tickets and info at turtlebay.org.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Michelle Slade with My Umbrella Marketing, and you're listening to Heroes of the North State. Gosh, I can't believe we're already on our third break. We are here with Shining Care and also Mary Ann Senior Placement Services, and we're talking about Purple City Festival and Elder Abuse Awareness Month and everything about our elders to help them have a quality life and to stay living independently in their homes as long as possible. So let's dive right back into, so we've talked about the festival in the beginning, and we've talked about the needs of our seniors, and we just barely were able to brush on that. So let's go back to the Purple City Festival, which is this Saturday, and let our listeners know how they can come down, what's going to be involved, who are our partners, and what's it all about. So, Colleen, take it away.
That's a packed question.
I know. And Mary Ann, chime in anytime.
Of course. So the Purple City Festival is this Saturday. It will start at 5, and it will go to 10 o'clock. Normally, we've done it till 9, but the bridge isn't quite fully lit up,
right?
And it's not dark enough to really get the beauty of it, so we're going to extend it to this year, and you'll be able to see it before our closing ceremony, nice and purple, beautiful.
Nice. And yeah. So we are asking, but not required, that if you own something purple, wear it. Come down and support the cause. Have fun. And it could be as fun as you want it to be, right?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, we've had people come in, and they've had their face painted up, or, you know, they're wearing their purple. And we have purple tank tops and T-shirts for sale that represent the Purple City. So
okay.
Then come visit our booth over there, and we've got T-shirts. And
there's raffles.
Lots of swag.
Yeah. A lot of giveaways.
Yes.
That was a big deal last year.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about you. I like free things.
So people love to win.
Don't we? I like to be a winner. So we're going to come out. We're going to bring the whole family. Okay, let's say I'm someone at home. I'd love to come, but gosh, I don't know if I could walk that far from the parking lot to the bridge. Do we have that covered?
We do. We do have a golf cart that's been donated.
Okay, fantastic. Oh, for emergency command support.
Yes, thank you.
Very supportive of the cause.
Definitely they are. And with this golf cart, it seats 6, from my understanding.
Yes.
So we'll be able to take older adults or those disabled across the bridge so they can enjoy the festival.
Fantastic. So we're going to enter from the Turtle Bay side.
Yes.
And go ahead and explain that a little bit.
So it's just the normal walk down entrance into the Turtle Bay area.
Okay.
And we'll have a golf cart transporting back and forth. And we'll also have a table there. You can just let them know that you want to get your loved one across the bridge. And we'll radio them and have them come on back over if they're just sitting on the other side.
That's fantastic. So, yeah, I know there's been a couple times. Well, once I actually had a little bum knee, and I had a hard time with that. So I'm so glad that that's happening. So then we get to the other side, and when we get to the other side for the festival, we're on the grassy side now, mm-hmm. over on the garden track. So what is that going to look like?
Oh, we've got a bunch of resources there. So our booth, we have the Redding Police Department there, and you'll have some of the other agencies, PSA2, Area Agency on Aging, your long-term care ombudsman. We have Dignity Health there. Gosh, we have so many.
Older adult policy. Are we having the
We have the Disability Action Center, and then it just goes on into a lot of our different, but we have many different vendors. So we have like Mark Cable. He has his salsa that he did a new recipe, and he's been out and about in the community selling that, and so it's delicious.
This is the fun part that goes with the festival, the salsa.
So there's fun one like that. We have jewelry. We have the district attorney's office down there. APS will be there. We actually have some assisted living facilities that will be representing there, and some independent.
Okay.
As well as some home care. So you're needing to figure out, you know, how do mom and dad afford home care, or what can a schedule look like, and what can they do? Everyone can get these answers at that event and be able to talk that one-on-one with them and be able to have that moment.
So then, Marianne, I know that you're heavily involved in planning. Will you have a booth there as well? That's not a trick question. Or will you have information there with the Shining
Care? I will have my information there, yes.
Okay, fantastic. Good. So you can pick that up as well.
Absolutely.
Okay, and then come at 5 o'clock and bring your hungry, because there's pizza, I understand, from earlier.
That's no count.
Yeah.
Okay, pizza.
Pizzas, their sodas, and then the Kona ice. And,
and adult beverages.
Yes, adult beverages.
And then, of course, the silks. I've seen them in photographs, but not actually at the bridge. I'm really looking forward to that part as well. And then are you going to have a little program during the evening?
Yes. Okay. We'll have live singing and dancing. We have local dance and singers out.
Okay.
And then, of course, California Dance will also have some dancers on the stage as well.
Okay, fantastic. And then just roam around, have a good time, bring your blanket, lay it out on the grass.
Just hang out.
Just hang out and have a good time learning about resources to help support our seniors.
And then there's the treasure hunt.
So when we come back, let's talk more about that. We're going to have to take a quick commercial break. But, ladies, it's going by too fast. So we will be right back, and we'll tell you more in just a moment.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Dignity Health and Reading West Rotary present the 16th annual Taste of Reading 2023, Sunday, June 11th from noon until 4 at the Reading City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great wines and microbrews, plus live entertainment on 3 stages. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofreading.com. Sample great food and beverages from local restaurants, wineries, and breweries while listening to the Billies, the Stonehearts, Hook, Anna Jay Band, and Mark McCabe and the Ghost Highways. Enjoy fun with the whole family with face painting and balloon artists. There will be fun for the entire family. So come on down to the 16th Annual Taste of Reading, Sunday, June 11th, at the Sculpture Park at Reading City Hall. Find the complete list of events and purchase your tickets by visiting us online at tasteofreading.com.
Crossroads Auto Body Repair, still the best price in town. Working hard on your dents, dings, and complete paint jobs if your car is peeling or faded. Call for your free written estimate today. They've worked on thousands of vehicles over the years here in Reading, and they accept all insurance companies. Call 530-226-0992.
We'll do it right, and we'll do it fast. Let us get you back on the road again.
Crossroads, we're here to get you back out on the road.
Authority Property Management, committed to providing service-oriented solutions to owners and landlords, offering full-time management services which covers everything from screening tenants to rent collection to final walkthrough inspections when tenants move out. Authority Property Management oversees single-family homes, apartments, condominiums, townhouses, multifamily, and commercial properties. Rental pricing, available properties, and a quick and easy-to-fill-out application can be found online at authoritypm.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Michelle Slade with My Umbrella Marketing, and you're listening to Heroes of the North State and with Mary Ann Senior Placement Services and the Senior Source. And so I want to jump right back into what the Purple City Festival this Saturday from 5 to 10 at the Sundial Bridge at Turtle Bay here in Reading. People come from all over. This is not just a Reading event.
Correct.
Yeah. So if you are listening wherever you're listening, come, you won't be sorry. So, okay, let's talk about, we've talked about all the great vendors and everything, but you're going to have a treasure hunt?
Yes.
So what is that going to consist of?
So Cornerstone Community Bank every year donates the cash prize.
Okay.
So they're donating $300 cash. So, and it's a real simple treasure hunt.
Okay.
We kind of have two going on because those who aren't, that are unable to attend on Saturday can buy their tickets online. And then we have a list of, we just have like five businesses, choose one or two, go visit them, do a selfie, post it.
Fun.
With Purple City Week, hashtag, and elder abuse.
Okay.
And we'll automatically enter it and we'll put it in the drawing for Saturday. They could do it that way just by going to our website, or okay, they can just attend the event and they visit the different vendors and get signed off and then they can enter. So there's
okay,
two
so
different ways.
Two options. I have a wedding to go to on Saturday. I can't make it, but that's no excuse because you have all the way up until the time the wedding starts to go and take a selfie and post it. And we all know how to do selfies. Let's get real. And shiningcare.org, is that where,
yes,
so they're going to go to shiningcare.org to get more information about the entire event,
yes,
about your community partners, about the treasure hunt. And then we also have the Join in the Purple City Light Ceremony across the bridge.
Right.
So we'll be at 9:45.
Okay. So working till 7, can't make it, no problem. Come on down. You haven't missed it yet.
Yeah. We're even doing luminaries. So we have purple bags and little heart cutouts on them and a purple little light that goes inside, and people can pick them up for $5 and write their loved one's name on it.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah, what a great idea. And it just adds to the festive part of the cause, but it also, I mean, it in memory of or in honor of someone who's, or just to support the cause.
Yeah.
Yeah, fantastic. So speaking about that, so we talked a little bit earlier before we go, and we just got a few more minutes. Let's talk about your funding. How can people support shiningcare.org? Because this is really important, everyone. If you are listening now, you know things don't happen for free, and organizations and nonprofits certainly who are grassroots, this is not grant funded. We need your help. So what are some ways that they can help besides coming to the event, enjoying that, become educated? What else can we do?
You can become a monthly donor.
Okay.
Or, you know, quarterly, annually. We love that.
Yeah.
You know, every dollar counts. We don't dismiss any of it just because we do our own fundraising. I said, we don't have those grants out there supporting us. So while we're doing education and age and life care and events, we're still trying to raise our money in that, because all of our services are free with the exception of long-term care management.
Right.
We even donate, it's like 6 hours with each case to help them.
Yeah, do a proper assessment.
Yes.
So, and are those in-home assessments, phone assessments? What does that look like?
We go into the home. During COVID, we did the video conference with them.
Right.
Sometimes we have to do FaceTime, but, you know, we get it taken care of. So we can give that family, and, you know, basically it's a roadmap of options.
Right.
You know. We're going right, this is what you're going to need. You're going to go left, this is what you're going to need put in place in order to keep them safe. Because, you know, even with Adult Protective Services, they want them to stay in their home too.
Right.
We all want them to stay in their home. So, you know, plan ahead. That's what I tell folks now is, you know, I look at my age, I'm 60, and I need to make sure that I have my stuff in order.
Right.
I mean, my parents are both gone, so I don't have what most people my age are dealing with now is their parents passing away and not knowing where to start.
But
it's really hard.
But you know, Colleen, my parents also passed young, and they were young seniors. And had I known, again, that this information was here, we did it as a family, and we rose above, and our parents were well taken care of, but boy, along the way were a lot of bumps for the caregivers. If we'd have known there was a one-stop shop that could open the door to all these different sources, that would have been amazing. So thank you, Shining Care, for what you do is what I'm trying to say.
Thank you.
You know, we only have a couple of minutes left, ladies, so I want to do a proper thank you. But also, Marianne, do you have something you wanted to chime
in? Oh, I just wanted to add to your website at shiningcare.org is wonderful because they have wonderful articles just to continue with the education for people to understand, you know, where to get maybe durable power of attorney, help you understand dementia. Just a lot of good educational material are in those articles on their site. So on my site links to your site. So you can get there both ways, but I love getting people to your site so they can see all your wonderful information on it.
Thank you. We consider it our education resource, really.
Well, and you
We're
also
all about
have
education. Education.
Exactly.
Yes.
And you have an email news blast, so you have your newsletter that goes out. So go to shiningcare.org, sign up for the newsletter, because when things like this are happening in our community, or when there's more information to share with our elders and our seniors, our caregivers, our families, it's there. You'll be informed ahead of time. Mm-hmm. I couldn't recommend it more. So thank you, Colleen, for coming in. We appreciate it. And thank you, Marianne, for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, definitely.
Absolutely. And don't forget, Purple City Festival this Saturday, June 10th, 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. Food, drinks for everyone, young and old, activities, everything. The bridge lighting. Don't forget the bridge lighting. We've seen it all different colors, but that color purple,
amazing.
So gorgeous, especially with the orange in the sky. So that's my cue. I hear the music. Until we meet again next month, thank you, ladies.
Thank you, Michelle.
And
thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you to all of our listeners. I'm Michelle Slade with My Umbrella Marketing, and we'll see you next month.
this is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean. KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, weekday mornings starting at 6. Don't miss the Sue McClain News Hour, followed at 7 by Carl and Linda Bott with Free Fire Radio. And don't miss Mark Levin on KCNR.